New Jersey and its many beach communities depend on summer tourism. Visitors pump billions of dollars into the state's economy. But this year, towns struggled to reopen after Hurricane Sandy. And as Labor Day weekend wraps up the season, communities are taking stock. Janet Babin of member station WNYC reports that in parts of New Jersey, it's as if summer never really started.
Seaside Heights used to be known for funnel cake and infamous residents like the cast of MTV's Jersey Shore. But after Hurricane Sandy, it came to symbolize devastation. The storm reduced Seaside's boardwalk to a rickety pirate's plank. Its classic roller coaster ended up in the sea and sat for months like a broken shrine to summer. But after this winter's $14 million rebuild, much of Seaside is heralded as back to normal.
Rocking it all and doing it all on a nice Friday afternoon, right here. See no air, yeah.
But a few Fridays ago, at a boardwalk amusement pier, crowds were thin.
No one's here. We went to the water park. It was empty.
Yeah.
We got parking, no problem. She got parking. I was like, what's going on? It's really sad.
Very sad.
Angela DiCostanza and Sylvia Shoab brought their posse of six kids to see the new boardwalk. Seaside Heights Mayor William Akers says business was off 40% this summer, and he's still trying to figure out why.
I wish I had one simple answer. I just think it's so complicated.
Akers says a key reason for the drop-off has to do with the lack of recovery in residential towns surrounding Seaside Heights, like Ortley Beach. Damage here was extensive, and rebuilding has been slow.
I'll go up first so you can see how I do it.
Okay, I'll follow you.
Get the ladder a little closer.
Like at Barry and Ileana Ingram's house, a half block from the beach. I climb a ladder to the second floor.
Okay.
The first floor was flooded out and still isn't rebuilt. The couple's waiting for permits and insurance money. Barry Ingram says the neighborhood is deserted.
There's no homes for the people to stay in. This house used to house me and Ileana and another guest. This one here, they had 20 people here every day. There's nobody in it.
Many of the homes here used to be rented out to tourists all summer long. And because these are often second homes, owners have only limited access to government grants, so they can't afford to rebuild. Sandy made landfall just north of Atlantic City, and while Point South suffered some flooding, they largely escaped Sandy's wind damage. Many expected that tourists displaced from their regular vacation spots would venture south, and bookings looked promising, but
we did not have the season that we expected.
That's Diana Wieland, director of tourism in Cape May County. She says business here was off 20%, due in part to poor weather.
We had a cold spring, we had a wet June, we had weird weather in July.
And while New Jersey's economy, like the nation's, is on an upswing, Wieland says people still aren't spending like they used to.
Their spending habits have changed drastically. We're seeing more and more people wanting to pay down debt, so they're not taking vacations beyond what they can pay for.
Whack-a-mole, it's easy to play, it's easy to win. We got a winner every time.
Back on the Seaside Heights boardwalk, Sylvia Shoab says prices are higher than she remembers, and she could only afford to spend the day here.
I'm far from cheap. Like, we just spent $200 at the water park, but a day out is a $500 day. So who can really, in this economy, who can really afford that?
With the summer season pretty much awash, Seaside and other New Jersey towns are hoping the weather holds out so tourists like Shoab keep coming well into the fall, at least for the day. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin.
Ride in Jersey, ride in Jersey. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.